Good morning, everyone. I'm going to speak about a few stuff about different open source multimedia communities. And I'm going to speak about what happened last year, because we're at the beginning of the year, which is why we're talking about 2023. For those who don't know me, I'm the president of the VLAN nonprofit. I'm an active member on a few open source multimedia community. I'm also doing other things outside of the open source multimedia community, but I won't say that because that shouldn't happen. I have also a few companies who are doing open source multimedia consulting. Right. So I was here last year, I guess. Quite a few things happened, mostly about releases on FFmpeg, on David, on VLC, and others. The good thing is, like last year, I came and gave some promises, and we actually did the promises. Well, people did, right? I did nothing, right, except making some slides. So FFmpeg 6.0 was tagged just after FOSDEM last year. It was quite a large release because, like, there was a lot of discussion about, like, what it was, because we are trying to move FFmpeg to a one-year release schedule. So what is a large release and what is not a large release, right? So I started doing stats because, for some reason, no one did stats in the past. And, like, seeing that one release gets 200 people around is quite large. And I mean, not people sending patches, but actually merging them there, because the FFmpeg community still has issues merging all the patches that we receive. Major changes, the beginning of work on multi-threading, mostly on the Muxer side at the beginning, RISC-V optimization, hardware, AV1 decoding, and some work on FFTs, new APIs. Well, see my talk from last year, right? Because that's mostly it, right? A lot of new codecs and filters. And, well, I did the presentation a few days before release. The release happened. It was a big success, I hope. So then the next major release was 6.1. It was a bit difficult to get. We were quite late compared to our initial schedule. Our initial schedule would have been summer. It was more autumn, like October, November. And this one was supposed to be a small release, right? It's not a major release. And yet you still see that there are 150 contributors, and the number of line change is insane. Of course, like, the larger contributor is Anton. You should see his talk from this afternoon. But a ton of work on multi-threading of the FFmpeg CLI. Of course, it's not completely activated in 6.1, right? But still, all the commits went through because Anton knows how to do small commits instead of big, major patch sets, which is easier to review. A lot of things happened on the Vulkan decode acceleration, hardware acceleration, mostly the work from Lin. It's maybe one API to all the new hardware API in the future, right? Yeah, okay, no. It's another one. At least this one is supposed to work cross-platformly. Well, then, like, via API. I did push a lot on FLV Plus and RTMP Plus, which is basically extending RTMP and FLV for new codecs. So if you're not happy, blame me. I was deeply unhappy about all the new stuff which were supposed to replace RTMP, and, like, whether it's called REST, SRT, or Rush, or stuff like that, right? Oh, it's going to be great, yes. But RTMP is here, RTMP is everywhere, RTMP is on devices, and, like, oh, yeah, we're going to do a new standard in 10 years was not really what I liked, also because it never happens, right? See the XKCD about that. So we extended the RTMP to support multi-track audio, multi-channel audio, new codecs, especially so now you can give AV1 and also HDR over RTMP. Is that a good solution? No. Is it a pragmatic solution? Yes. New decoders like RivaTuner, but also vMix, which I quite care about, and quite a few parsers for decoders that are coming afterwards, but they got in 6.1. And the beginning of RISC-V optimization. And for those who care on Linux, there is now an AV1 via API encoder. 7.0. 7.0 is out soon, TM. It's a very large release, probably one of the largest. EVC, For those who don't know, it's a Samsung codec that was standardized by ISO, which is supposedly with less patents than VVC.